Hey guys, welcome to the second season of Actors, You Are Enough. I am your host, Amy Linden. I'm also an actor just like you, with over 120 IMDb credits that consist of acting and directing. I am your mentor. I am your biggest cheerleader. I am your Russian skating coach of the acting world. I've coached over, I don't know, a million actors all over the globe over the last 29 years. Right now, I have 56 network series regulars, an Emmy winner, an Imogen winner, and if you listen to me, that might be you too. Or maybe you just want to work. Join me every week for industry gems, acting advice, and tips on how to be a more confident actor and human being. Whether you're just starting out actors or you have credits under your belt, this podcast will empower you because you are enough. I think all of us are so empathic. The more you work out your emotional instrument, the more empathic that you are. And I think as actors, what we have to understand is that we're a walking, talking, emotional vehicle for the writer. And what better time to start your emotional journal than right now? Now, if you don't have an emotional journal, just grab some pages and just staple them together. I need all of you to be a part of this emotional topic today. As actors, it's so important for you guys to know where everything is for you. So many of us have been taught with action and beat and intention, and all that puts you in your head. And to tell you the truth, the people that we go to see at the movies and the people that we watch on TV every week, it's because they're emotional. I just feel that all of us need to get in touch with that. So how does this emotional journal work? Today you're gonna pick five emotions, and I want all of you to write down your five emotions, and you're going to comment on them. And then I'm gonna tell you how you're gonna do that. Because since you are a walking, talking, emotional vehicle for the writer, you better be emotionally oiled. You have to be able to just hit it, and when you work your transitions, it's got to go from, okay, let's say you're in a scene and you're really happy and everything's going well, and all of a sudden you hear that someone you love was killed in a car accident. Well, you don't have time to process that. Film and television is immediate. You don't even rehearse it hardly. Unless you're on a great show like The Walking Dead and you guys are on location and everybody can hang out in the hotel room. Oh my God, that's like my dream. I think I'm gonna like cut that out and put it on a wall somewhere of being on a show where all actors could just hang out and actually rehearse with each other and just talk about a scene and feel the emotions together. Wouldn't that be great? But that's not the case. Especially in soap opera. You know, I've done five soap operas, and I remember one time there was this, the contract player was talking to me, and we were just having just this lively conversation, and then they said action, and then she was bawling. Like, I mean, bawling, like just crying so hard. Talk about well-oiled. Soap stars, soap people are extremely well-oiled. Well, that's what I want all of you guys to do. Because in television, we don't get a chance to process. There is no process in television. There's hit your mark and go. I mean, I don't know about you, but the director hardly even talks to you on network television. You know, I mean, I wish that we could make a lot of money in independent film because that's where our heart is. But agents and managers, they make money on television. So we have to get used to that pace. We have to get used to not being able to rehearse. And we have to get used to doing better homework. So better homework is rehearsing your emotions and knowing where they are. All of you, I want you to write down five emotions and then comment, put it in the comments. You're gonna find an emotion and then you're going to know where that button is for you. So on take 3000, you could still do it. It could still be there for you. You know, I used, like even talking about our seat emotion, my grandmother, she carried me through an entire feature film, my feelings about my grandmother. So I'm saying to you that it's got to be deep. Do you see how fast that was? And today, all of us are so well oiled because of the emotions that we're going through now. We're worried, we're fearful, we're sad, we're scared, we're confused. You know, these are all juicy, juicy emotions, guys. And as actors, you know, this is our actor news conference. That's what I'm doing. I'm doing an actor news conference. So as actors, use this time. Use this time to work on these amazing emotions. Sorrow, joy, abandonment, fear, shattered. Shattered is a great emotion. Petrified, overwhelmed, elated, shocked, cocky, insecure, confident, indifference, love, anxious, rage, flippant. And so you see how all these emotions, guys, what I want you to do is I want you to find where all these emotions are for you, and I want you to work them one by one and make sure they're really deep and juicy. And then what I want you to do is to work on transitioning them. Numb to confused, to afraid, to elated, to envy. You have to get used to transitioning with your emotions without bleeding them in into the next sections of your scenes. The cleaner your emotions and the cleaner that you hit them and you feel them so deeply. So that's why I need you guys to meditate. Sometimes it'll take 2 or 3 days to really find where that button is for you with that emotion. But once you land it, I really need you to just journal about it so you could land it again and then work it and work it and work it and then find the next one and then work that one with that one. So you start out as confused and then you're afraid and then you're elated, and then you're envious and then you're numb. So bam, 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 bam. You can do like your homework for 1 million years, but if I don't understand how you feel, then I'm not going to connect with you or care about you. So it's all based in emotion. Everything is based in emotion. You look at any great actor, the reason why we find them interesting is because of their strong transitions. The reason why we understand their character is because of their strong transitions. The reason why we know who they are is because of their strong transitions. So, you guys, when you're breaking down your scripts at home, I want you to really work those transitions and work these emotional transitions. Does everybody get this lesson of what I want you to do? Finding a huge array of emotions to get to the very, very specificness of where you're coming from, the better you're going to be. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening. I so appreciate it. So if you really believe you're enough, then you will click that button and you will go to the store and get involved. I can lead a horse to water, but I can't make him drink. I have promo codes available if you DM me and follow me on Instagram. Take care, and I will see you soon. Share with a friend.